I like my green with crystals like Folgers. Picking up momentum, rolling like boulders. They call me ice, but I'm really much colder. My rhymes is heavy like the weight on my shoulders. I'm spitting that red hot smoldering lava. I fight to the end like the Navajo. Crack a bottle though, make it the goose with cranberry and triple sec. Triple my check, I feel the ripple effect of a fool on the loose. I hit you from every angle, from obtuse to right. Street shit like JJ of Dynamite. Slide me some dough, I show you an execution in the flesh. And promise not to leave nothing left. If you bomb it, I keep stabbing, shooting, damaging, looting. Till it ain't no disputing who the greatest is.
Ha 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 ha! Man, what's up, Melrose?
What up, my guy? Intro is hot.
That shit was fresh.
The intro is hot all the way up to the hallway. I like that.
Oh, you like that?
That was player.
Yeah, man, I did that in incognito one night.
Yeah,
niggas didn't even know. I just got out the car and had my shit still going and just walked all right up inside because I had the whole vision.
Real undercover, like
living with the vision. What up, Melrose? Though, man, I'm being silly. What's up with you, man?
Man, I'm ready to get silly with you, brother.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, shit, I'm Mike Robertson. We live on Mike Robertson Boulevard. Thanks, everybody, for joining.
Word up.
Yeah. To the right of me, I got Mr. Melrose Uncut, the most interesting comic in the world.
In the world. I've searched high and low.
Man, still ain't found it yet, huh?
I can't find a more interesting motherfucker. So.
Niggas have not found a more interesting guy.
I found some interesting people.
Yeah, just not more.
Yeah, not more.
They don't have the little levels to the game like you do, right? I feel you, man. Melrose got the fresh denim on.
Yep. I was ready for the 90s chick.
Oh, you was ready, huh?
On,
Melrose,
I got the part cracking. I was ready for the good girl.
Man, you came themed up, huh?
Yes, sir.
What Melrose is talking about is my homegirl, JT, from the Good Girls. She was allegedly going to join
allegedly.
Us. I was so excited all day long. And maybe she's having some,
traffic.
Traffic's a
monster out
stuff.
There tonight.
You know, she got a daughter and she got a life. You know what I mean? So anything could happen or whatever. So anyway, it's all love. That's my homegirl, man, from fucking 1980-something. 84. You know what I mean? That 90s flavor.
90s flavor.
What was you doing in the 90s, Melrose? You was in high school?
Yeah, I was in high school, man.
Oh, okay. Do you remember the Good Girls, though, right?
I do remember the Good Girls. The high socks. They look like St. Bernard's.
Oh, they did look a little St. Bernard's, levels, huh?
Yes, yes.
That's almost like exactly what it was.
That's the St. Bernard. The colors was
different. Yeah, the colors was a little different.
I remember the Good Girls.
Man, you know what's funny, dude, is I have my little cousins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so the Good Girls, they're like my homegirls from school, right? So, you know, they just like my homegirls, right?
Okay.
So what tripped me out one time, though, was how, I went over to my cousin's house, and they was like, you know, 7th grade, 8th grade, and shit like that. And I walked in the room, dude, I kid you not, and they was debating on who the hottest chicks was, right? And literally they had their posters on the wall, they was debating on which one was the finest and all that. And I was like, wow, man, that's when I knew, like, damn,
this shit's
my homegirls are, yeah.
This shit's big.
Because they was looking at Right On and shit.
I miss that era, man, when niggas had the posters up. That was...
I know.
Whatever happened to posters?
What happened to poster game,
that shit,
dude?
Was so big.
Posters represented, man.
Man, that's how you know who you really liked.
Yeah.
When you walk in the room, that's how you know, like, okay, this nigga like Big Daddy Kane for real.
Yeah, you
this
really
got
like
Big
that
Daddy
nigga.
Pictures everywhere.
Right. It ain't just a coincidence that you got the cut, nigga.
Oh, a Heavy D fan, huh? Okay.
Who did you have on your shit, man?
I wasn't really allowed to put posters on my wall.
Ah, man, you had the parents that was
yeah,
like
nigga, no, nigga, no.
You're going to fuck up my paint.
Yeah, take that
yeah,
down.
Yeah,
take
get that down.
Take that
man,
down.
Man, I had a number of posters through the years, but in high school, the last one I remember that rocked my wall where I got a picture of it still, nigga, was the Vanity 6 poster.
Mm.
And, nigga, my mom's was too through, nigga, when I threw that shit up. But it was like they had on the lingerie,
mm-hmm.
but... they was dressed and shit. You couldn't see nothing, you know what I mean? But that shit was racy, nigga, back then.
And let me clarify. It wasn't that my parents wouldn't let me put posters up. I shared a room with my big brother. He wouldn't let me put posters up.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, yeah. Tell it like
it is. Yeah, he was rocking Sade. Oh, he had Sade pictures up. And
Sade, I love it.
Sheila E. He was a big Sheila E.
Oh, Sheila E.
Oh, he used to fuck with Sheila E. Tough. I thought that nigga was Prince for a minute. Like, nigga,
man, really?
Let her go, man. Let her. That ain't your girl, nigga.
Hey, can we meet again at Lake Minnetonka? Mm-hmm. Whatever the fuck that shit was called.
Shout out Tomcat.
Tomcat? Oh, that's who we talking about?
Yeah, my oldest brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Tomcat? Damn.
Tom Black Cat. This is some old, you don't know.
A lot of niggas named Tom.
It was Tomcat.
Was he a breaker?
No. He was a modder.
He was a modder.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that little. Yeah, I remember that stage. Niggas was modding.
Yeah. Tapered khakis with the penny loafers with the quarter in them. This nigga had a quarter in his penny loafers.
Oh, so he was big balling, shot calling on it. Nigga, like
25 pennies at once.
Nigga, I'm going to stretch this motherfucker out. You ain't never going to get this quarter back.
Taught me everything, though.
I wasn't no penny loafer type nigga, though, man. I never had none. Nah.
Wow, that surprises me. Now that you wear them.
Now
that you wear them now.
Yeah. Now that they're a staple in your shit right now. It's funny to me that you never wore them back in the day.
You're late with the swag, huh?
I didn't like hard-ass shoes, man. I like my shit to be comfortable, man. Them motherfucking penny loafers was hard as shit, nigga. I tried that shit on and motherfucking... See, I think it's something about my foot, too, man. The way my shit is shaped or something because...
Long.
Like, I tried that shit on, dude, and it was hurting like a motherfucker. And then, like, you know how they don't come with a penny? You got to, like, put the penny in it.
Yeah.
So, nigga, I tried to put the little penny in just to test it with the mirror at the shit. Nigga, I couldn't even get the penny in the motherfucker.
Your game was
rough. It was rough, man. So, I didn't...
You were probably a Creepers type of guy. Did you fuck with the Creepers?
Now, let me tell you, I did have one pair of suede Creeps.
Okay.
And they were sweet. But they kind of fucked my feet up, too. But I would sport them, though, nigga, with my feet hurting at the party and shit, nigga. Just like, I've done that before, man.
Creepers.
What's been happening, Melrose, man? What you doing, man? I seen you had some shit the other night at at Black Hollywood that was like... Nigga, I saw like weed vendors and
It was a sesh domino tournament, and they brought in all of these weed cats from all over California, man. It was probably about 19 pounds of weed in that motherfucker, man. Everybody was trading weed and sampling weed, and it was pretty lit though. DJ Khaled was in the building, had some performers, food vendors. They had some graffiti artists that came out and drew some murals right on the spot. Shit was dope.
Damn, that shit sound dope, man.
It was super dope.
So everybody brought their different strands of weed and niggas. What was it like a contest or something?
Not really a contest. Kind of like a convention.
Oh, like a convention of sorts.
Yeah, of sorts. Well, it's conventional.
Nigga had a convention of sorts. Ah, man, well, this shit looked like a fucking bubble, nigga. Like, damn.
It was mad. You should have pulled up.
It looked like some shit that would be against the law and shit.
No, it was totally legal. Fuck what you talking about. It was totally legal. Every bit of it was legal.
The fuck am I talking about, man? I'm sorry, man.
Check this guy for a camera
check
again.
Check this nigga for fucking Fed associateness.
How dare you? How dare you? On air, accuse me of illegal
activity. On air, even.
The fuck?
Oh, man, we talking about haircuts, man. What you talking about, man? This shit is a barbershop, man.
But no, it was super dope, man. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had a lot
food
of fun.
Food vendors, everybody in there had the, the edible type food.
So oh, shit.
Like, it was like edible pizza and.
Was you sampling shit?
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. Damn.
Felt weird as fuck, too.
Why? Because you had so many different types of
edibles circulating through my body at one time. It was a weird experience.
Nigga, like my elbows is tingling. Nigga, my wrists.
A real Jimi Hendrix type feeling.
Damn.
It was cool. Pizza was bomb as fuck.
pizza, huh? Ooh, you had the herbal pizza?
Yeah, herbal pizza.
Oh, man. So, like, instead of oregano, they got, like, herbs, and they just, like, blah, 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 blah.
I don't know how they do it. I think they, like, mix it in the sauce.
And it'd be in the butter and the sauce everything. And the bread.
Taco
and
vendors
everything.
Had, like,
that sound like death,
souped
nigga.
Up sauces.
Herbal sauces?
All salsa.
All herbal salsa.
Yeah.
Damn.
All the salsas were herbal. Shit was crazy.
Wow, man. What the fuck is the world coming to?
Some high shit.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's like what it was meant to be like, man, in the Garden of Eden and shit, man. Just like, don't eat that apple because there's weed over there.
Why would you eat the apple?
Don't eat that shit.
There's a chronic leaf.
There's chronic leaf, man. What's happening in the world, man? I don't know. I didn't really want to talk about that whole Vegas shit, man. Niggas done talked it to death, man. But that shit was kind of crazy.
It was crazy. It was bizarre.
Yeah, it wasn't bizarre.
Crazy. It was bizarre.
Like, nigga had 27 guns up in the room. He was there for 3 days and shit. Nigga had cameras up filming himself.
They found a note, too.
Oh, really? What that shit say?
Fuck country music.
Did it?
No.
I don't know. I did look at the country music aspect of it and be like, dude, that would never have been shot at that concert.
He said that R&B live.
Yeah. Niggas need to shoot up the Tri-Car Quest concert,
no,
nigga.
Sir.
If you want
no,
me
sir.
There.
No, sir.
Niggas, but,
it was
man.
A fucked up situation,
nah, it's
man.
Fucked up, dude. What's wrong with these people, man? So, look, here's my question, though. What's your thoughts, man, on the limitations of these gun laws, man? Because it's like, you need an AK-47 if you're going to war and shit, but why must a nigga be able to just buy one, dude, with, like, no background check? You don't have to know where he's at or nothing. Why do you need an AK-47? You got one purpose, nigga. You ain't
defend
about to hunt.
Yourself.
You ain't about to hunt
it's
with that motherfucker.
It's a defensive weapon. It's a defensive weapon.
Okay, so you're in favor of the AK-47 mass distribution without background checks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. See, the thing is, like, guns don't kill people. People kill people. So it's not like, what about the people who just want to, like, you know, there's going to be a time, I think, where niggas are going to have to bear arms. And it's going to be that kind of party where you're going to wish you had an AK-47.
That's true.
In the building. You're going to wish you had 23 rifles and an arsenal of bullets. That's why they're taking all of the shit from niggas, so that you won't be able to defend yourself in such a battle.
And it's coming.
It's going to come. Definitely going to come.
It's going to come down to that, man. That's true, man. Well, I stay ready, man. Personally, I just think that, like...
You got an AK?
Unfortunately... Man, what the fuck? That's just like the same shit I just asked you about you.
Oh, okay. Shit, I thought we were just putting it all out there today.
Nigga, I got a motherfucking AK 40 ounce of OD, nigga.
That's gonna help.
Nah, man. I know. Like, throwing like 40s at niggas. Here. This shit is bulletproof, nigga. Clack, clack. Nah. My point is, man, since we live in this world where it is unlawful for you to do certain shit, where we don't like rule, we don't like govern ourselves. And we don't police ourselves. We got to rely on this force to do it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that world, man, these crazy motherfuckers, man, need to not be able to just get 40 motherfucking AKs and shit, man. Something gotta give at some point.
He probably didn't purchase them all legally, I would assume. Most people who have 40 AKs don't get them from the store.
Well, they go to these gun shows. That's where they get them.
I mean, any nigga I know with AK didn't go to a gun store or a gun rally or a gun convention.
Niggas are different.
Yeah. Okay.
This is a rich white dude. He just went and bought a lot of them.
Mm.
Dude is rich.
That's the reality of America. Like, America has guns. I don't know if you know, but these niggas got guns. When I say these niggas, I mean these white niggas. They have guns.
They got lots of them.
They have a lot. They are stockpiled with arsenal.
They are, yeah.
These are the people who are allowed to keep their weapons.
Yeah.
They tell niggas to turn in your weapons for Nikes.
Well, I believe in weapons myself, man. I believe that we're going to have to go to war one day and we're going to have to do some damage.
Yeah.
One thing they're talking about now, one of the bill that's on the table right now is to legalize silencers.
Mm.
That's pretty heavy. So, like, because right now it's illegal to have a silencer, but just to think of the mayhem from the legalization of silencers, man.
Pew, pew, pew. That's when you print a nigga.
Pew, pew, pew. Nigga, it be sounding like. Nigga, don't nobody hear that shit, man. Please. I don't know, man. I think that's going too far. And then the dude got the automatic clip. This would trip me out, though. It's just too many inconsistencies in the shit. Like, the dude had this upgrade to his AKs to make it automatic, right?
Okay.
So putting that shit on your gun is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But purchasing it is not illegal.
Mm.
So it's legal. So it's legal for them to sell it. You're just supposed to like buy it and like not really use it.
It's the white man.
What is that?
The white man. I could use it if I want to. I upgraded my AK. I need rapid fire. Why do you do that? Because it's I.
I've gotta have it.
I gotta have it. I'm the white man.
Oh man.
They made it for me, not you. You can't do it. I can. I have the advantage. That nigga be having a cheat code to everything, even the AK. God damn, you upgraded the AK, nigga.
Oh God,
yes,
man.
Yes, I did.
Yes. I've got 27 of them.
Ready.
Oh man. I don't know, man. That's some fucking weirdo shit, dude.
It is weirdo shit, man. But, you know, we live in a weird-ass world, and these things aren't new, man. I think white people have been doing this kind of shit since the beginning of time.
Look, let me tell you this, man. Let me give some folks some advice, man, from a motherfucker that's been shot at before.
You been shot at before, Mike?
Yes, multiple times.
Who that's fucking another, shooting at you,
That's another
Mike?
Story, man. That's another story. But...
Let me find out. I ain't
if you at a motherfucking concert and motherfuckers is shooting, right? Your first instinct is to get down on the ground, right? Is everybody get down? True. I agree with the get down because you don't know where that motherfucker at. He could be like right behind you, 10 feet behind you, or at the water station or wherever. You don't know where the fuck he is. But once you realize this motherfucker is shooting from up in the goddamn tower and shit, man, you got to get up and run, man. Yo, you got to be moving, man. Take your chances on getting hit as a moving target and not this motherfucker just laying there until this nigga reload his shit again and keep fucking blasting, man. Get moving, dude.
So do you run during the fire or during the reload?
Well,
What's your advice to people in concerts when they hear rapid fire? You move during the fire or the reload?
Now, look, that's a good distinction right there, man. You know what I'm saying? You're hitting on something because the safest time is during the reload.
Okay.
But you can't know that, though. You don't know that he's alone. You don't know if it's another motherfucker shooting. You don't know if he got another gun that's ready you don't never feel no reload. Like, you don't know, man. You got to get the fuck up and go, dude. Where he was shooting was a quarter mile away in distance. A quarter mile. So fuck that shit, bro. Get
so
your
ass
up.
He had a nasty scope on him.
No, he was blasting in the crowd, man.
He was just
it was jam packed, little concert, sold out shit. So he was just like ta da 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 da. Then get another one ta da 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 da. Like, man, please, you gotta get your ass up and be out of there. Don't be the ones, man. It's still there. And look, and then if you shoot me while I'm running, well, shit, man, that's the best I could do. And look, think about this: 59 people die and 600 people got shot.
Wow.
That's a lot of motherfuckers.
That is a lot of motherfuckers. Do you
guys think he did it alone? Well, good question. Portis just asked, did he do it alone? Some motherfuckers is saying he wasn't alone. Like, it's two windows that's busted open, and it's supposed to be a second gunman up there, but he did tape the whole shit. So he had cameras set up in his room as well as the hallway. So we will eventually know, you know?
I don't think we will.
You don't think the tape's going to come out?
No, sir.
Man, them tapes coming out.
No, sir.
Please. Not in this day and age.
No, sir.
the security guard nigga gonna leak them motherfucking tapes. Somebody gonna leak that shit.
I think this is a bigger distraction for some of the things that are happening in the world. And this shit may have been set up. This is kind of like a 9/11 type of situation.
Oh, could very well be.
Yeah, man. It's a big distraction.
I'm not going to say that can't be the case.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now we're talking about some real shit,
well,
man.
Look, here's the thing, dude. Hmm? Anything that's on the news, anything, it's is a big distraction.
Yes, it is.
From the real shit.
Yes, it is.
So it includes this and everything else.
Yes, it is.
Unfortunately, motherfuckers died on this shit. You know what I mean? And 600 motherfuckers got shot. If you think about AK-47, how strong it is. AK, you could shoot an AK through a house. It'll go all the way through the house and into the next house and kill your ass. That's how powerful the motherfucker is. So 600 people getting hit. I'm sure some bullets was going like through one motherfucker to the next. Mm. Just craziness. But I don't know, man. You're right. It's like, what's going to change? What's going to happen? Who's going to get paid from this? Somebody gets paid from every tragedy, bro. And that could be security companies, camera guys, fucking, you know.
Mandalay Bay, are they sneaky ass?
Yeah.
Let that nigga in the room with all them fucking guns. Shame on y'all, Mandalay Bay. I propose right now, nobody go to Mandalay Bay for at least 2 years.
It would be easy to get some guns in a hotel room.
Yeah,
in Vegas. You don't check your bags.
Oh.
And you bring some fucking duffel bags full of guns. But damn, the nigga did have 10. They say he had 10 bags.
Somebody had to carry them motherfuckers.
That's a red light, right?
Motherfuckers don't let you just walk in Mandalay Bay and not grab your bags for you. I'm tell
like,
you
don't
that
touch
right
that.
Now. Ain't no don't touch that on 20 motherfucking bags of guns. Somebody picked up a bag of AK like, woo, this motherfucker heavy, sir.
Clink, clank, clink, clank.
Here's 200. Shut up. I'm the white man.
Hey, is this your banana clip that just fell?
I'm going to a gun convention
yeah.
next year.
This is for training.
I'm going to fill some shit tonight.
Man, dude.
Nasty. You know, special shout out to all the families that lost loved ones in that tragedy.
That's real.
It is a, you know, it is a tragedy, and I don't mean to make light of it, but I'm a comedian.
I don't mean to make light of it either, man. It's really unfortunate, man, and I would hate to be a victim out there, man, on that shit.
I hate to be a victim of anything violent.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to be a victim of anything violent. You know what I mean? Like not in Las Vegas, not in Los Angeles. Mm. I live
nowhere
under the scope every day. I walk outside every day feeling like I could be next. Shit's crazy out here.
Where'd you learn that, Melrose, on your second year of third grade?
Is that What's that?
That philosophy you just
No, that was kindergarten, my nigga. I saw a nigga get slapped up by about a fourth grader. I said, that could have been me.
For real?
I live under the fear of...
Do you remember that?
I do.
I remember the first time I saw a nigga get slapped up, too.
Oh, yeah?
I literally remember it, dude. And his shit seemed like it stung like a motherfucker. Like, pow! I'm like, dude, I don't want that.
I think a nigga got slapped up over lunch tickets, too.
Oh, lunch tickets?
If I remember correctly, it was over a lunch ticket.
Look, I don't know if it was over the tickets or not specifically, but the shit was in the lunch line.
Oh, yeah. It always happened in the lunch line.
The shit was in the lunch line.
The lunch line is a dangerous place. You teach your kids how to operate in the lunch line. Keep your lunch ticket in your pocket until you get there.
Yeah, really, though, dude. Yeah,
niggas get snatched up with the lunch tickets.
Man.
I don't think Mike ever had a lunch ticket. That's the crazy part about this.
Man, yeah, right.
Mike, you never had a lunch ticket.
Nigga, please.
Mike, you never had a lunch ticket. Do not try to play hardcore right now, nigga. You never had a lunch
ticket. I'm trying to get some street cred. Yeah,
nigga, you never had a lunch ticket. You might have bought one, but you never had a lunch ticket.
I might have bought one.
Yeah.
You get these.
You'd have had a booklet.
I didn't have a booklet.
There was not a booklet of lunch tickets assigned to your name.
Oh, ain't that a bitch?
I'm willing to bet.
He's willing to put money
on
it.
He is a sack lunch guy.
Oh, in your dreams.
I don't want no bologna sandwich, mom.
Nigga, I wanted that rubber pizza, nigga. goddamn hamburger that wasn't even a burger and shit.
You had high C since kindergarten.
Man, dude. I used to like them little milks, dude. The milk, man. Niggas be trading. That's when, like, prison trading
started.
First started, nigga. It was in elementary school.
Let me get you two chocolate milks for an orange juice.
For the cookie, nigga. Who want these cookies? Nigga, I don't like the cookies. Give me your milks. Nigga, that shit started early.
I used to literally go through campus every day yelling, extra county.
Extra county because you had extra tickets?
No, I was trying to get, like, sometimes people just didn't want to eat what was ever being served. So they had to, extra county, who don't want the county? So I come up, I got maybe like 6 lunch tickets at one time. Now I'm starting dishing them off. Like, give me 50 cent for this one.
Okay. Nigga got them tickets.
Got them tickets. I got the counties. Got the county. After your extra county, the next line is I got the counties.
See, I came from an era where niggas all had the tickets, but you didn't like, it wasn't cool to have the tickets. Niggas be bagging, man. I come from a bagging era, dude. Niggas
me too.
Fuck you up for having them goddamn tickets. So you wait to the last minute and pull that shit out, nigga. Like, nigga, you didn't see my tickets.
I came from an era of crack-addicted parents, so, like, you needed a ticket if you wasn't going to eat. It wasn't a joke.
Crack-addicted parents.
Yeah. You needed a ticket. That was crucial.
That's all you had.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
you had that ticket with pride. Like, I'm in the ticket line. I am guaranteed.
I'm eating
lunch today.
We're eating. Bon appetit.
I don't know what's gonna happen when I get home, but right now I got breakfast and lunch. Nigga, this is
no, nigga. I know what's gonna happen when I get home.
Bag on that, nigga. Nothing. I'm gonna be full.
Air pudding and wood and wind sauce, nigga. That's what you're going to get at the crib. What was your favorite, like, hood Lunchable?
Hood Lunchable? What's a hood Lunchable?
Like shit, like when you got home from school that you grubbed on.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly was a go-to meal.
That's a classic.
Yeah. That was two dinners sometimes.
Man, I think peanut butter and jelly might very well be the best combination ever.
You ever tried it on a biscuit? Fresh, warm biscuit?
Oh, yes, I have.
A hot biscuit. There's nothing better than a peanut butter and jelly biscuit.
Describe it, Melrose. How you do it?
You take the biscuit right out of the oven. You put the peanut butter on the hot biscuit, and the shit melts like butter.
Yes, it does.
And you follow that with the jelly, and you sandwich that motherfucker and eat it immediately. You have to eat it hot.
Oh, yes, you do.
I'm talking about the best sandwich biscuit you ever going
to
taste.
And amen.
Preferably
to that,
man. Do the peanut, the shit with the nuts in it.
Wait, what?
Not
the
just
fuck?
The creamy peanut butter.
Oh, the crunchy?
The crunchy.
Then you just
put a little texture to your
might
shit.
Might have fucked it up for me, man, right there.
You don't eat peanuts, money?
Nah, I do, man, but not with the biscuits, man.
Have you ever tried it? That's the question.
True, I have not.
Yeah. Don't fucking talk about shit you ain't never tried, man. I ain't fuck up nothing. I just turned you on to some shit.
Yeah, and I'm fighting it over here and shit. Cool, I just said it was my favorite shit ever. Yeah, now I'm fighting it. Mm-hmm. Look, do you fuck with the strawberry?
Preserve
type shit?
Strictly.
Oh, strictly.
Strictly.
So you when ain't I say just a jelly, grape I mean, type nigga.
No, sir.
Oh, you do the strawberries?
Strictly.
What about that shit like apricot and shit like that?
Love it.
Oh, God, nigga.
Love it. All really? That old Knott's Berry Farm jelly type shit.
Knott's Berry Farm. They should be good, but, man, they go too far, man, with a few of them. Nigga, they got prune jelly, nigga. You be eating that shit?
We don't do prune, no. I don't do prune or the, like, the raspberry shit, the shit with all the seeds in it, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I just like it to be gooey and little texture with the fruit.
Damn. Nigga said peanut butter and jelly. I would say that's probably my shit too, man. Peanut butter and jelly. A nigga used to do fucking creative shit though, too.
So you peanut butter and jelly?
Huh? No. Oh. In addition to, like.
Elaborate.
Certain type shit with your noodles, you know? You don't have your noodles regular, your ramen. You gotta add little shit to it. Little cayenne.
Okay.
Maybe some little taco meat that was left over from last night.
Okay.
Put that shit in with your little noodles.
Okay.
Maybe chop up a few items, sprinkle some cheese, nigga. That shit be good, nigga.
Okay. Some real gel shit.
Yeah, nigga. Add a few more little calories to it, but it doesn't matter, nigga, because you fucking 8 years old.
This nigga had an exquisite spread going on.
Man, fucker.
Like, and look, taco meat.
Yeah, nigga. Taco meat.
Cayenne,
that was leftover.
Pepper. Paprika. Ritz crackers.
Nigga, Ritz crackers was special, nigga, in my era. That wasn't no usual shit. Niggas didn't have Ritz crackers a lot.
No, they didn't. That was a delicacy.
Yeah.
You only got that on, like, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving!
That was Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving tuna crackers.
Hey, look. No, but look. It would be for, like, the dressing on Thanksgiving.
They would,
yeah, crumble that shit up.
Yeah.
And you're, like, try to get some and shit.
Stop.
Before
get out of
yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Put that cracker those. Back.
Yeah. To eat that shit.
I didn't even like white people so much. I didn't eat crackers for years.
But do you eat them now?
Like a motherfucker.
I be eating them crackers.
I look at it different now. I'm like, fuck them crackers.
It's nourishment.
It is. A cracker can be good for you.
Man, I just watched this shit, What the Health. You heard of that shit?
What the Health?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
What the Health is a movie about, well, it's about health.
Okay.
But what it's talking about is the idea that we would live way, 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 way longer and better if we didn't eat meat.
I believe it.
No animal products whatsoever.
I believe it.
So that includes meat, cheese, milk, anything that comes from an animal.
I believe it. Just how you see how they treat animals and the shit that they feed them and the conditions that they put them under. Should make you not want to eat meat anymore.
That's right. Well, let me tell you this, man. If you see this movie right here, you better be prepared to not want to eat meat. Like, if you're like a meat-ass type motherfucker.
Do you still eat meat?
Man, it's fucked me up. It's only been about 2 weeks, and I've had like a couple little bites, but it's really made me peel back majorly. I'm like a 90-10 vegan type nigga.
Wow.
So, like, I'm on a day-to-day, man, I just try to eat right and shit. But if I, like, say I pulled up to your crib and, or not your crib, any crib, a nigga grandma's famous chicken or something, nigga, I'm going to get up at that chicken, nigga. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But when I get back to my regular life, I'm trying to eat right.
That's a good thing. I've been trying to work on that. It's hard for me. I don't know, like.
It's rough. Because you're addicted. That's what it talks about. You literally
I am addicted.
Are addicted.
I'm addicted. Shit be calling me.
To the shit that's in the food. It be calling you.
It be calling me. I had some turkey meatloaf call me the other day. It was like it rang my phone. Like, nigga, what are you going to do? Leave me here? I'm stranded in the pot.
Stranded
Come
in
pick
the
your
pot.
Boy up.
I know, man. Come get me up out of here,
Come get
man.
Me up out of here, man.
Where's my bell?
Man. Come on, man. Get some of that barbecue sauce and come get a nigga.
Man, think of the shit you had to give up, man, to give up meat, dude. Barbecue.
Everything.
Goddamn tacos.
Everything
nigga.
Known to dinner.
Chili cheese fries.
Oh, not chili cheese fries. Nigga can't stop that.
Burritos. Ribs. Nigga, nothing, dude. You can't even have pizza with extra cheese. No more times.
You can't even have pizza.
Yeah, you can't have pizza. That got cheese in it.
You can't even have pizza.
What if niggas be having, dude, I don't like that shit where they try to like have like cheeseless pizza and shit where it's just the bread and the
That's
sauce.
It's dumb
like,
as
what
fuck.
The fuck.
It's dumb as fuck.
Nigga, just give it's me dumb. Some dip and some breadsticks, motherfucker.
I just got the bread, the sauce, and the vegetables.
Yeah, exactly.
Nigga, that's not pizza. That's pasta.
That's a sandwich, nigga.
What are you doing? That's a pita.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a warm pita.
That's a veggie gyro, nigga.
Roll that shit up and eat it.
For real. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. It did affect me majorly, dude. They talked about some crazy shit in there, man. And they showed, like, what they eat and talked about the lies and just, it's crazy, bro.
I've heard we haven't eaten real chicken since the 70s.
Really? Is that when it changed? I think this film talks about the 70s being a change. That's funny that you said that.
No, it was real shit. I forget what the documentary was called, but they were saying that people haven't experienced a real chicken since the 70s. It's true.
What about chicken nuggets, though, nigga?
Nigga, chickens don't even have nuggets.
Man, the chicken nuggets are real, Melrose.
Real what, nigga?
They're real chicken, man.
No, they're not. Not from McDonald's.
Nigga, that shit is...
I opened up a McDonald's chicken nugget, and I couldn't figure out that shit why is they even called this shit chicken.
That shit is chicken squares, nigga. They just cut out the chicken in a square.
That shit was like a sponge. It was a sponge and
nigga, chicken batter. Bob.
Batter sponge.
Nah, man, I think that shit is real, man. Don't fuck with McDonald's, nigga.
I fuck with McDonald's, but not. I fuck with them for the Wi-Fi.
That's funny. I don't fuck with McDonald's, man. I don't even trust them niggas. I worked at McDonald's before, man. We used to do some fucked up shit, man.
Every nigga that worked at any fast food restaurant did some fucked up shit to the food and to the people.
Let me tell y'all people, man, when you order some shit, you don't like what's going on in the restaurant, goddammit.
You better leave.
Yeah, you better say that shit when you get out to the car, because they be listening. Waiting for somebody to be like, hey, is homeboy talking shit over there? Is he talking shit?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to send it back to the kitchen?
Yeah, you know what, homie? Since you, since you had a problem, we gave you two meats, man. You know what I mean? So don't... Nigga give you the one that fell on the floor.
One with ass on it and one with flow on it. Extra gravy. Taste that. Do you like that, sir? I bet you do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what the fuck, man. Let's take a break, Melrose, man. Play a quick song. Portis has some nice jazz for us. Play this jazzy ensemble.
Let's do it.
Play a little jazz ensemble.
Nice.
Man, y'all see, dude, look, when we just tuned back in, y'all missed, y'all caught one bar, but there was 98 other ones, man. Y'all missed all.
Nice. I like jazz, man. I think jazz is one of those sophisticated sounds that a lot of people take for granted.
Man, people sleeping on jazz, man.
Yeah, jazz will put you to sleep.
Yeah, it'll do that. Jazz, dude, jazz is the freestyle of music, bro. Mm, mm. It's the music that is the freestyle of music, man.
You think it's a freestyle?
Jazz is a freestyle. Jazz is a freestyle.
Is that a fact, or are you just making shit up as you go?
Nah, man, motherfuckers be playing shit, dude. You go see a jazz ensemble, nigga, that's niggas is about it. Like the nigga JMD that was here, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Man, them motherfuckers be playing shit, nigga, and will never do the same shit twice. Mm. Now, they got jazz tunes that are written that, like, yeah, you can follow the rhythm and the melody, but then they just break out into some freestyle. I mean, what, at Poetess, am I saying this right?
What? Jazz is a freestyle.
Jazz is like making freestyle, this shit up? Right?
Some of it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, some of it is.
Okay.
So some niggas be having, like, they written rhymes and shit?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, everybody don't have those skills. What do you think about, like, because you know, like, Coltrane, Bird, all those guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do they compare to, like, Kenny G and shit like that? You like them motherfuckers?
Hell no. Why?
They got a place.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say I'm shitting on Kenny G because there's some Kenny G songs I fuck with, but
it ain't the same.
No, not at all. I think Kenny G is like a Eminem.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Eminem gets respect. He deserves respect because he's nice.
He is nice.
And so Kenny G is like an Eminem in the game. He should be happy with that.
These motherfuckers are so, they study it so much that sometimes they become better.
I mean, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, they got like Michael Franks and Sting and shit. Got them motherfuckers tight.
They hung around niggas so much that they mimicked it, took it home, and worked it with some real work ethic. That's one thing I like about the white man. He will work your shit like and master it. I'm telling you, like, don't do shit around white people that you don't want them to mimic and perfect. They will, nigga, frame by frame your shit. Like, man. Wait. What did he do with that stick? Ah. Motherfuckers, that's the one thing I respect about the white man. The one thing I don't respect is they will take your shit and then patent it and say it was theirs.
Let me tell you this. Whites really respect the arts.
Yes, they do.
Like they admire the arts.
Mm-hmm.
They look at it like that's some talented shit. Well, we kind of take it for granted because we have a lot of, like, deep down...
natural shit. We just do it.
Natural shit.
Niggas just do it. Ah. The way a nigga dress, white people look at that shit and say, you know what? That's a style.
You can tell by the way I use my
look. That's urban attire.
Man, urban attire. You know what's funny, dude? Okay, so I was in this video, this TLC video, right?
Which one?
Man, I don't even remember the song, actually.
Damn.
It was when they was in those
videos.
They was in these big ass swings. Do you remember the video, POTUS, when they were, TLC was in those super big swings? Was that Creep? Oh, yeah. So, dude, look, I was on set, right, or whatever. So, you know, like, you go to the video, and they'd be a bunch of motherfuckers, and they go through picking motherfuckers or whatever.
Right.
So, my homegirl was, you know, in production. She was like, pick that nigga right there, whatever. So, me and my homies was in there dancing and shit. Boom. And then she came, and then this producer came up and said, get him out of here, and pointed to me. It was like, get him out of here. We need somebody more hip-hop. And it was like, and look.
He has penny loafers on.
And I had on some shell toes, nigga. I had on some jeans with some kind of fresh t-shirt. I was like, damn, nigga, is this not the shit no more? And like, what's funny is when they replaced me.
With who?
They pulled in like a Carl Kanai type nigga.
Oh.
The nigga had the full.
The full Kanai.
He had the Carl Kanai,
top
nigga.
To bottom.
Like, that's hip. So look, when I was walking away, I hit him with that shit. I was like, oh, so that's hip hop. And she was like, what did you say? She came to me like, I was like,
how dare you speak? Yeah. I'm the white woman.
She was a black woman.
What?
She was black, dude.
Wow.
She was black. She hit me with the, no, I'm sorry. We need somebody that's hip hop.
Wow. Is that right?
And then what's funny, though, when the video came out,
I wasn't even in the shit.
I was in the shit and dude wasn't.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Because someone was looking like that.
Because my moves was hip-hop. So tight, nigga.
Okay, you had to move. Now that's hip hop. That's what they said. Yeah. That's hip hop.
Yeah, and the editing bay, like, wait, he's doing something different.
Yeah. Now that's hip hop.
And then I remember Chili was on the swing, like, these niggas can't dance and shit. She said it like a little louder than she wanted to. And I was sitting there like, damn, Chili, I heard you and shit. She was like, well, shit, niggas can't dance.
She the one that got you in the video.
She the what? Oh, she might have.
She's the one. That's
she might
now,
have.
Now, that nigga can dance right there.
Chili went to Clark, man. Maybe she saw me in Atlanta and shit and would just remember my flavor and shit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Had that Clark flavor.
Mm-hmm. That Clissart. Now, I remember that, dude. Get him out of here.
So, you are a dancer?
Well, I'm not a dancer type nigga, but I can dance and shit. That's why my nickname is Mike Boogie. But
when you go to the party, do you dance?
I do. I be the main nigga that dance. I literally go straight to the dance floor, and I'll have like 10 girls around me because they be out there dancing alone and shit. I be like, oh, nah, I'm not one of these sorry niggas that won't dance.
I miss that era in life where you had to go to the party and dance.
Yeah, man. I do, you know, I actually used to practice my moves, dude.
Wow. To dance with a lady type move?
Just you know, just knowing what I'm going to be getting into and shit. Like, not like a, not like no fucking.
Did you have steps or what?
Waltz and shit.
Did you have steps?
No, no, nigga. I didn't have any steps. I'm more like a freestyle dancer type. Nigga mixed Taibo and dancing. Oh, yeah. Nah, dude. But niggas used to do that, though. In my era, motherfucker, it'd be about 3 or 4 niggas that had the same moves next to each other pre-planned.
Hey, when they play this shit, we're going to do it.
Nigga be up in Maverick's flat and shit. I used to be up in Maverick's flat, and they all they had was a juice license and shit.
Yo, you used to dance at Maverick's flat?
I used to be up in there.
That's crazy.
Man, I used to be up in Maverick's flat, and nigga, niggas would be sweating.
That's crazy. I thought Maverick's flat was a comedy club.
No, Maverick's flat was parties. Nigga, it became comedy after, way after the fact.
That's dope. You used to dance at Maverick's flat?
I used to, man. I used to go right to the dance floor, man. That's my move. That's my main thing I do. Even when I be in other countries and shit, nigga, I go and motherfuckers just be watching me and shit just because I'm so weird and shit. They be thinking that shit is fresh, nigga. Like, ooh, look at me.
Look at him dance.
And I go straight to the DJ, too, man. That's how I do it. I be like, yo, homie, what you drinking? He'd be like, whatever, whatever. Be like, yeah, nigga, this West Coast, nigga, play some shit. Nigga. They be like, oh, like, I haven't had a request in, like, 5 years and shit.
What is the one song that you had to request when you out the country? Like,
you know what?
Shit.
Niggas don't be, okay, so I've had these situations where they don't know what the fuck you're saying, and you just got to be like, Snoop Dogg. And they be like, ah, yeah. Like, you can't be talking about ain't no fun to the homies, can't have none, or make you doing your exact artist shit. Yeah, you got to say shit niggas know. And niggas always know Snoop Dogg.
Who do you think was, because we're talking West Coast music, who do you think was some of the dopest West Coast groups? Name me 5 West Coast old school groups. Give me 5 of them.
Groups. Okay, so since we're talking about groups and we're talking the West Coast, nigga, the best group is the Alcoholics, nigga.
All right, shout out to the Licks. I'll fuck with it.
That is absolutely 100%. Then I guess I would go with the Dog Pound next.
Number 2, okay.
Then we're talking groups. Oh, I'm tripping. Slow motion. Mike, pull yourself back. Slow yourself down. It's got to be NWA. It's got to be number 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You already said it, my nigga. That was
NWA is number 1.
I don't know if that was nepotism or what, but you put the Licks first.
So I put the homies.
The Licks, come on, man.
But look.
You already said it.
No, NWA first, then the Licks, then the Dog Pound.
Dog Pound.
Then who else is there? Shit. There's a lot of groups. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Damn. Who is next? I don't know. Help me out. Who am I missing? I like the Far Side.
Far Side?
I could fuck with the Far Side. And I probably know I'm missing somebody really good. I don't know, man. I can't think.
4 groups from the West Coast.
Melrose, help me out. What's your 5? Name 5.
I was a big Above the Law fan.
Oh!
I used to fuck with Above the Law.
I fucks with Above the Law. Okay, I'll throw them at my 5.
Cypress Hill.
Ooh.
I fuck with Cypress.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
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 You know, and then, of course, NWA was at the top of my list. And Dog Pound. And let me see. I wasn't a real huge Far Side fan.
Oh, you wasn't not a huge Far Side. Okay, that's fair.
My wife used to fuck with one of the niggas from the Far Side. So
oh, well, that'll do it, nigga. Them niggas can't rap.
Yeah, them niggas pass me by. My dear, you like that?
my dear. can't keep running away.
That's what you like, for real?
You like them Far Side type niggas. Yeah. All right, man, who else, bro? How many did you name? That was three? Four?
That was three, four, five. That was five. Four?
No, you need one more.
The Dove Shack Movement.
Oh, hell no, nigga. We talking about Tops?
Nigga, we don't have many.
God damn. Nigga, I say Digital Underground, nigga, before them. Shit.
I wouldn't.
Dove Shack?
The whole little...
What, I got five on it, niggas? Is that them?
Them the loonies.
Oh, them the loonies. Dove what? Shack. Who are they?
They had a little era. Come on, they had a little era, come, man. There was a Long Beach era that you couldn't deny. Nigga, everything, you know what I mean? Oh, well, let me say this.
Literally, you didn't say the Dog Pound, but you said Dove Shack.
No, I said the Dog Pound, but two, I was kind of a fan of Conscious Daughters. You fuck with them?
I remember them. I can't remember the songs, though.
Yeah, Funky Expedition.
Oh!
Conscious Daughters was dope.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. They not in my tops, though.
Nigga, we don't, like, 10 is it.
Like, if you're naming ladies, I gotta say Yo-Yo first.
She wasn't in the group, though.
Oh, she was not in the group.
Yeah.
Nigga, you know you like J.J. Fad, nigga.
I did. Nama 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 nama. Yeah, that was it. Did she ever really say that? Was
those, were those written words? POTUS, what you think? Were those words?
She said no. That mean no. That mean no. Because POTUS know all the insight on all that. Yeah, that was it.
POTUS was probably at the radio station like, can you submit your written lyrics? We have to make sure that. And they never did. That's pretty funny. Everybody, there's so many like solo acts though, man, out here. What about West Side Connection? You call them a group?
I do.
Yeah. They was hot.
West Side Connection was dope.
Compton's Most Wanted. Fuck with them. MC8. All them. No?
Yeah, I did a little bit.
Yeah, they was dope.
MC8.
Who else is there?
What was the Dove C group? Dove C had a group.
Oh, the Mad Circle?
Mad Circle, yeah. Dove C.
Yeah.
I fuck with Mad Circle.
No, they was tight.
Mm-hmm.
Low Profile. Low Profile. True. That was first, right? Then they had a little Watts Prophets. They had, we had some groups, man. We did have some groups.
Bring back the West Coast groups. A lot of y'all niggas shouldn't be solo artists. Y'all need a couple more niggas to do 16s with y'all.
Man, they can't get along, man.
Why not?
Because they're Negroes, man.
Because I said they can't.
It's by design.
I put it into unity. Uh-huh. You get money by yourself or nothing.
Oh, man. Well, Melrose, we got to wrap this thing up, man.
All right, man. Hey, Mike, it was fun kicking it with you, man.
It's a pleasure talking an hour about...
Everything and anything. Yes, everything, right? And anything.
Well, I did have some profound questions available, prepared that we will save.
For who? The girl?
Uh-huh. Yeah, my homegirl, man. My homegirl wouldn't lead me astray, man.
Like, did you get fucked on tour?
She will slap me, dude. If I said that, dude, I would get slapped.
Not me, because I'm over here.
Yeah, you could. And then she'd be like, you ain't slapped that nigga?
You know I did, Mike.
Funny.
I wasn't a good girl.
All right, man. Well, look, I'm Mike Robertson. Y'all got to check me out, man. I'll be all over. And stepping my stage game up and all that good stuff, man. And we doing this. Got a film I just worked on called Park that's going to be coming out soon. That shit is beautiful. And shit, man, come to my pop's barbershop, Fantastic Floyd's, man. We need some people, man.
Word up.
Melrose is on you.
Be on the lookout. I'm doing my 1-hour comedy special live from Black Hollywood sometime in November.
Okay.
I'm gonna be selling tickets and giving tickets away. It's gonna be one of the funniest shows that I ever seen. And come to my barbershop, Black Hollywood. It's where everything is good in the hood.
Hey, you know what? I'm a little less ambitious. I'm doing my special, but it's 30 minutes. And that's just probably in December. And the shit is called Faded and Opinionated.
Mm. The realest shit I ever joked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The realest shit I ever joked?
The realest shit I ever joked.
All right, man. POTUS, thanks again.
Shout out Morris Media.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's do the damn thing. Holla.